Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
All right, boys and girls, my name is Tom, and welcome to another episode of The Balance. So good to have you along. We do this each and every day. I'm sorry, I'm the wrap-up. We're a production of The Balance. We do this each and every day. We wrap up the last 24 hours in sports. Typically, $2 Bill Josh is right alongside me today, but he unfortunately has to work in his real job today. So we'll have him back on board tomorrow. That's for sure to wrap up the NBA for us. But we can handle it solo today. We'll jump right into the Daily Zap, thanks to our friends over at NBA TV and NBA.com.
Two games on Fan Night here for NBA.com. This is the Daily Zap. The Hawks down in Miami facing the Heat. The Heat have lost three in a row. LeBron James returns tonight. Joe Johnson getting it done for Atlanta, though, in the fourth quarter. He had 19 points and 10 assists. This is overtime. This is LeBron James. 34 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists for James in his return. That tied it up at 89 apiece, but the Atlanta Hawks threw Josh Smith just a little too big for Dwayne Wade on this play. They go up by 2. They go on to win this one by 4. Your final score, 93-89. The Heat's 4-game losing streak, their longest of the season. The other game in Chicago, the Bulls looking for their longest home winning streak since the Michael Jordan era, but Gerald Wallace and the Bobcats, other ideas. Wallace had 13 points and 16 boards. Derrick Rose keeping the Bulls close. How about the use of the left hand there? That cuts the lead down to 1. This is Derrick Rose for the win. He had 33 points. He needed 35 points. Charlotte goes into Chicago and breaks up their winning streak. Final score, 83-82, and that's your Daily Zap.
All right. Thanks to our friends over at NBA TV and NBA.com. Wrapping up the Daily Zap, the daily NBA Zap yesterday of what went on in the NBA right here on the wrap-up. Typically, $2 Bill Josh does handle that for us, but he is unable to join us today. He does have to work his big boy job, I guess. Until we get those ESPN salaries going, we both kind of have to hold down full-time jobs. Hey, so good to have you along. Wow, the year's just ticking right along. Here it is, January 19th, 2011, right here in the Midwest, another cold day. Going to have us some storms moving through tomorrow. So if you're out there and about, make sure that you take it easy. Remember, it's not the ice that causes the accidents. It's, the crazy drivers out there that don't know how to slow down. So that's you. Make sure that you do it. This is the time of year to do that. Well, I tell you what, the Hawks toppled the Heat in LeBron's return yesterday. Basically, LeBron James came back. A close game had been a strength for Atlanta, a weakness for Miami. The Hawks couldn't have been happier to see those trends continue. And suddenly, the Southeast Division looks very much like a three-team race. So we'll see what happens there over there in the NBA there. Well, guys, it's no secret to you that this is divisional playoff weekend, and we are going to break it down in great detail for you on the balance this weekend. Some exciting things going to be happening, and we'll let you know as those come along, but some exciting things are going to be happening here with the balance, and we're moving up to bigger and better things, and I'm just biting at the bit to be able to tell you what that is, but just more opportunities for you to listen to us, and a greater opportunity and a greater audience for us here at The Balance, and we're just excited to have some of our new partners on board, and we'll have more information for that for you in the very, very near future on the expansion and on the growth of your favorite sports talk show, The Balance. And yes, I am your captain of that team. I am Tom. I am the host, producer, and the guy that does it all. So good to have you along here on Divisional Playoff Weekend. We are getting ready for a very big weekend in the NFL, and we're going to break it down in very, very good detail for you. And we're not going to miss a beat when it comes to the playoff games and getting into the Super Bowl. We're going to have an extended Super Bowl coverage for you on The Balance that day. We've got a lot of exciting things planned for that day, so you want to make sure that you tune in here on Blog Talk Radio, also on our various other forms of media. You can also download the show right off of iTunes. Just go to iTunes, your iTunes account there, and search The Balance, absolutely free, and you can carry us right along with you all day long. And also, we archive all the shows on www.thebalanceonline.com. So good that you could be along with us today as we break down what's going on in the NFL right here on Blog Talk Radio, the wrap-up today, and then The Balance coming up on Saturday. So, guys, who would have ever thought that we would be right where we're at right now, talking about who we're talking about being in the playoffs? Who would have thought the Jets would have beat the Patriots? Not me, I have to admit. I'll step right up there to the plate, man up, boot up, and say, hey, whew, didn't see that one coming. Maybe Rex Ryan has something going here. Maybe those feet massages are helping him out a little bit there. I'm going to tell you what, it's an exciting time for the Jets, and I'm sure for the Jet fans. I know we have a few of them that listen to The Balance here quite regularly here on Blog Talk Radio and on our various other forms of media. Also, if you're following us on Twitter, make sure that you just click the little link there on your tweet button there, and you'll be able to connect live right to me. Hey, guys, if you want to give me your comments, I'll take your comments and listen to what you've got to say about the NFL playoffs. 917-889-8516. Just give me a holler, and we'll jump right on the air here with you and talk a little bit about the divisional playoffs that are coming up and about very soon this weekend. Again, this is the wrap-up of production of The Balance. We do this each and every week, and The Balance each and every week, and we do this each and every day. Wow. Divisional playoff championship weekend. Here it is, boys and girls. The story is going to be told. Who's going to the Super Bowl? Who's going home? Who's crying? And we'll start over in the AFC, the matchup between the New York Jets and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like I just got done saying, wowzers, the Jets really know how to put a win together. I don't know how they're doing it, guys. You tell me. I mean, Rex Ryan, to me, is just a blowhard. How is he winning these games? Well, you know, here's the thing. He's capitalizing, and what he's been able to do very well is capitalize on the Colts' mistakes and capitalize on the Patriots' mistakes. If the Colts had come out and played Colts football and been able to get an early lead and maintain that lead, the Jets wouldn't have been here. And the same thing with the Patriots. They should have never been that close with the Patriots, but they were, and they were able to capitalize on it. And the Jets have just turned out to have a very, very aggressive D and a very aggressive, tough, maybe not, but certainly a defense that knows how to get it done. And now we'll see if they can't confuse the Pittsburgh Steelers, who is notorious for tearing apart a defense. And, you know, I don't know. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, he's in the championship game. And I'll tell you what, if he can pull off a win this week and go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, I mean, he should be right up there in the conversations of some of the greatest quarterbacks that that are out there, right up there with Brady, Manning, and so forth. Now, I'm not a big Ben fan. I'm really not. I never have been. I don't agree with his extracurricular activities and a lot of other things. But one thing that he's proven is that he's able to put together some X's and O's and create a win. And you know. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the Jets have dialed back their blitzes. They flooded their field with defensive backs and rushed four or fewer defensive linemen in the past couple weeks. So we'll see what happens. The Jets were so aggressive early in the season, bringing all the blitz pressure, and they were leaving their corners out on the island. Everybody talks about Revis Island. But you're asking the other guys, safety players, linebackers, to cover with no help. That's hard to do consistently. So we'll see what happens. Again, it's the Jets. It's the Steelers. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a big game. It's a big game for the both of them. It's especially a very, very, very big game for the New York Jets. The New York Jets feel like they've earned their right to be there. Maybe they have. That story is yet to be told. Certainly want to hear your comments. You can post them on Facebook or on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. And, you know, that's coming up 6:30 on Sunday. New York Jets, Pittsburgh Steelers. Who do you think will pull it off? A lot of people are liking the Jets. I still think that the Steelers have what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. I had the Patriots going to the Super Bowl in the AFC. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But, you know, the Steelers certainly have everything that it takes to make it on in over there into the Super Bowl, representing the AFC. And I really just don't see that the Jets have what it takes to bring down a mighty Steeler defense and offense for that matter. Okay, boys and girls, we're over to the NFC. We've got Green Bay, we've got Chicago, and I'm going to tell you what, it is going to be a good game over there. Green Bay and Chicago, that in itself is a good matchup that you just you don't get every year in a divisional championship game. It's a conference championship. The Packers, the Bears, just cold weather, just everything traditional about football is all in this game. And who's going to win? I mean, I tell you what, it's going to be a battle of the D's. It's going to be a battle of who can come and ready to play on Sunday in Soldier Field. And I tell you one thing, the Bears do not want to go home on Sunday. They have worked very, very hard to make this game happen, and we'll see how it comes together. I mean, it's the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Come on, boys and girls, you don't have to be a fan of the Bears or the Packers to understand what a huge big game this is. The granddaddy of them all. This is the two teams that have a history of just being a rival and going at it. I'm not exaggerating the significance of what's happening in Chicago on Sunday. Arguably, the biggest rival in sports will meet in a playoff game for the first time since 1941. The Bears. The Packers will play for the NFC Championship in a dream matchup that has Midwesterners hyperventilating. Get me the bag, boys and girls. And, oh, yes, that's right. The networks execs are foaming at the mouth. They know that this is going to be one mega rich weekend for them. They are going to get the ratings. They are going to get the advertisers. Yes, everybody's watching the Bears and the Packers. And unlike the AFC matchup of this past weekend, this game needs no trash talk. I mean, the Bears don't need to go out there and say, hey, they're a better team. And neither do Aaron Rodgers doesn't need to go out there. And you won't see that. You won't see those catchy headlines and those sort of things. You're going to see two teams that'll come out and ready to just roll up their sleeves, dig into the trenches. This is going to be like a Red Sox-Yankees championship playoff. And it's been 70 years since since so much has been at stake for the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. I personally am looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game of the weekend. It's going to be the marquee game of the weekend. The Bears and Packers have played each other 182 times dating back to 1921, the most in the NFL history. The two teams have won a combined 21 NFL championships. Green Bay is approximately 3 hours from Chicago, but the places could not be any more different. Green Bay's relationship to the Packers is Friday Night Lights on a professional level. The 100,000-person city eats, sleeps, and breathes green and gold football. The people of Green Bay see their heroes off to the airport and embrace them like no matter what. No matter what happens, if they win or lose, they know that they've got a warm homecoming when they get back to Green Bay. Chicago fans prefer tough love to Green Bay's home-cooked meals. The city of broad shoulders has more than one good team. The Bulls are excellent this year. The Blackhawks, Stanley Cup champs of last year. Chicago fans aren't afraid to boo either. And this contrast develops an interesting subplot found in this rivalry. The City Slickers versus the Cheeseheads. The Packers and the Bears. Boys and girls, it doesn't get any better than that. And right here on The Balance, we're going to break it down for you in very, very, very good detail. And we are going to let you know who we think is going to win, the Bears, the Packers. It's going to be a game above all games.
Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. You make no sense. You know how cretinous you sound when you think that a broadcaster can affect what happens on a game? How stupid you sound? How infantile?
Well, I'll tell you what, we might sound stupid, we might sound infantile, but I guarantee you one thing, $2 Bill, Josh, and I will be breaking down that game for you, and we're going to tell you who's going to come out a winner. And right now, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a tough coin flip for me, but I personally think that on Soldier Field on Sunday, we'll be packed in capacity to see a Chicago Bear win in the freezing cold. And it's just going to be great. I just cannot wait to see the Packers and the Bears, these two mega franchises, just doing battle. I mean, it's just going to be a good, good, old-fashioned playoff game. And, we're just going to be an exciting time to see what happens there. No matter who wins, it's going to be a good game, and it's going to be a game and one for the record books, one that we're not going to see in any time in the near future. I would not think so. Well, guys, my name's Tom. We do this every single day. We wrap up what's happened in the last 24 hours of sports and what's coming up. We wrap up the NBA. We wrap up the NCAA. Real quick, speaking of the NCAA basketball, what I wanted to do was just kind of break down the NCAA men's basketball for you. Obviously, there's a lot of teams to cover, and I understand that there's many, many teams to cover. One of the things that we always like to cover here on The Balance is just to try to cover our regional teams. And we're located here in the Midwest in the heart of Indianapolis. And we are Hoosier basketball, that's for sure. We like our IU basketball, our Purdue, our Butler, our IUPUI. We like all of those teams. And we like to try to give them some coverage. But Certainly, that said, IU is certainly in the news with Maurice Creek slated for knee surgery, and kind of looks like he's going to be out of the loop and off the hard court for the rest of the season. Indiana coach Tom Crease says sophomore guard Maurice Creek will have surgery Thursday to his injured right knee. Creek was diagnosed with a stress factor in the kneecap sustained after making a layup with less than 2 minutes to go in Saturday's 80-61 victory over Michigan. And that, myself, boys and girls, bravo to the Hoosiers. Yes, that's the same Michigan that went into overtime with Kansas, and Kansas is no joke. But Creek is I hate to use this analogy. Should I do it? Should I say it? All right, I'll say it. Creek is up a creek without a paddle. He's probably going to be gone. And you know what, Creek? Yeah, you'll be sorely missed. There I go again with the analogies. All right, I'll stop. But Creek started 13 of 18 games this season and was averaging 8.3 games. That's what's going on over there with Indiana Hoosiers and the NCAA. Remember, women's Final Four coming right here to Indianapolis, and the balance is going to be there. We're going to be doing some very in-depth coverage of the women's Final Four when it gets here and really kind of break down some of the other games that are happening tonight. Iowa and Ohio State. Number one, Ohio State takes on Iowa. That's tonight at 6:30. Number five, Duke and North Carolina. Air Force and my boys, number six, San Diego State. And that is going to be a good game out there on the West Coast. It's no secret that I've been following San Diego State all season long. Next to IU, that certainly are my team, San Diego State senior DJ Gay, and BYU is always on his mind, but isn't overlooking the next opponent, Air Force. And before next week's highly anticipated road trip to the Mountain West rival, the sixth-ranked Aztecs will try to extend the nation's longest winning streak to 20 when they host the Falcons on Wednesday night. That would be tonight. That would be hump day night. And so we'll just see what happens over there. Texas A&M in Texas. Penn State, number 13, Purdue. Another Indiana team, Purdue University, Lafayette, Indiana, located just a short bit up 65 here from the Balance Studios. Purdue is anxious to bounce back from a pair of losses, but facing Penn State doesn't look nearly as enticing as it did in a comfortable road victory 2 weeks ago. The Nittany Lions have knocked off two ranked opponents and taken the nation's number one team to the wire since then, and leaving the 14th-ranked Boilermakers little reason to be complacent in Wednesday night's rematch in West Lafayette. So it should be a good game. Penn State, Purdue, tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a good game. 7 o'clock, St. John's against Louisville. 7 o'clock, Cincinnati against Notre Dame. And then San Diego against number 21, St. Mary's. And again, exciting time to watch these teams as you will see them come together for the March Madness, which will be coming up sooner than you realize, and very, very soon. Also, NHL. Wanted to real quickly talk about a couple NHL games. And keep in mind, once the NFL is over with, we'll be talking a lot of racing in a lot of NHL and NBA and gearing up for the MLB season. So we've got a lot of exciting things that are happening right here on the Balance. Toronto and the Rangers take the ice at 7 o'clock tonight. Columbus and Florida, 7:30. And then the late game, Minnesota and Calgary, 9:30 tonight. They take the ice. So want to make sure that you guys, if you're hockey fans, NHL.com has the most extensive coverage that you can possibly think of, and all the storylines to cover the NHL. And we'll also be really diving into the NHL as we move forward. My name's Tom. This is the wrap-up. Typically, $2 Bill Josh is right along with me today. I'm flying solo. $2 Bill Josh has the real boy job today that he had to go and and do. And so until we start getting those ESPN salaries, I guess we have to excuse him for that. But so glad that we could have you along with us. You can post your comments about the show and anything that you would like to say about the upcoming games this weekend on our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, search The Balance, post your comments there. You're free to say whatever you want to say within rhyme and reason. Obviously, we've got to be somewhat moderately respectful, that's for sure. Well, hey, that takes us right into the two-minute warning, boys and girls, and for the wrap-up today, so glad that you could join us, and just keep in mind that tonight, on tonight's NBA, who we got tonight is we've got, I'll get there. Tonight we got Phoenix and Cleveland, Utah and New Jersey at 7, Philadelphia and Orlando, Detroit and Boston at 7:30, Memphis and New Orleans, Washington, Milwaukee at 8, New York and Houston, Toronto and San Antonio at 8:30, and the late games out there, the Lakers and Dallas, Oklahoma City and Denver, Portland and Sacramento, and your Indiana Pacers out there in Golden State. They take the floor at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you check out all the NBA action and get geared up for the NFL Divisional Playoff Weekend. My name is Tom. It is so good to have you along every single day on the wrap-up and then on the balance. So make sure you join us again tomorrow. $2 Bill Josh will be right along with me. My name's Tom. You've been wrapped up.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was going to say son of a, didn't you?
That's all.